Hi, I'm Art Kaplan, and I do medical ethics at the NYU School of Medicine. I know you hear a lot about lawsuits, fear of lawsuits, defense of medical practice these days, and it's been true for a while, but something just happened with a lawsuit that I'll suspect you haven't heard of, and that's suing because the patient lived. Now, how did that come to pass? Well, a woman in Maryland, older woman, with many, many medical problems, had filled out her advance directive, had her husband's consent, had a meeting with her children in the family home, and affirmed that if she went into the hospital with all these basically lethal conditions, no one was supposed to resuscitate her. Well, when she went into cardiac and respiratory arrest, resuscitation efforts were made by the staff that was there at this particular hospital. They broke her ribs. They basically punctured a lung, and she went through some of the bad sequelae that can happen when you try to resuscitate someone. The family was outraged, she was outraged, and they say they're going to sue the hospital for keeping her alive. Now, it's not the first time that a lawsuit like that has been instituted. There are cases in Georgia and Ohio where people have said, you didn't follow my advance directive, you didn't do what I told you I wanted, and you kept me alive, and I'm going to sue you. Now, in all honesty, I wouldn't worry a great deal about these lawsuits because it's hard to go to court and say, well, what are the damages for keeping me alive? It's not something that judges and juries like to say, well, you'd be better off dead. So in that sense, it's not like lawyers are being attracted to want to file these suits. But obviously, you do want people to follow patient wishes, and when they bother to take the time to fill out an advance directive and to involve the family in gaining their approval and understanding of what the patient wants, including no resuscitation, then unless there's a mistake or an error and somebody ought to be resuscitated because, you know, there's a way to help them and give them quality of life or a therapeutic outcome, not just keep them going, then their wishes ought to be respected. And it shouldn't take a lawsuit or the threat of a lawsuit to achieve that. We don't do what we should with advance directives in hospitals and nursing homes. Oftentimes, even though they get asked at admission, do you have an advance directive or a living will, that information doesn't seem to follow them into the institution. Primary care people sometimes know that a person has a living will or is designated a decision maker, but no one calls them to ask if that's the case. So that kind of problem leads people not to find these documents. Sometimes families aren't even asked, is there any kind of living will or do you have durable power of attorney to make decisions for your loved one? We have a communications problem and we're not tracking patient wishes the way we should. There comes a time for many patients where they don't want any more care, where they can think this through and understand it, and they should say, don't resuscitate me. If we put a bracelet on them, a mark in the chart, some type of signal that would say this person is DNR, that's great. But we also want to make sure that we're having that conversation with an older or an at-risk patient. What do you want if things go south? So communication, not lawsuits, are the answer, but we should be trying harder to make sure that we pay attention when someone says, don't do any more for me. I'm Art Kaplan at the School of Medicine at NYU, and thanks for watching.